Couple more days talking about political voiceover scripts on Get a Better Broadcast podcast and Voiceover Voice. Then we're going to be moving on. We're going to be talking a little bit more about voicing public service announcements, or PSAs, which kind of fit in with the political voiceovers, and also station imaging voiceovers as well, and also telephony voiceovers, which are the subject of our podcast in about a week or so's time. But as I say, today we're talking about finding the key points in a political voiceover script. I'm Peter Stewart. So as a voiceover, you have to immediately identify, is this ad actively promoting the candidate or doing so by knocking their opposition? Who is it targeting? Undecideds? Grassroots supporters? Soccer mums? Small business owners? What is the key message? What and where is the story arc? Often it's along the lines of, this person is bad because of A, B and C, and our candidate is good because of X, Y and Z. And the music and visuals along with the script as well, they are very important because of your timing and also because of your tone as well. Understanding these, as well as having an ongoing knowledge of the main issues, will help you get the right tone, intonation and overall cadence of reads for political voiceovers. Now, I said immediately identify, didn't I, a few moments ago? That's because although at the start of a campaign, some scripts and visuals may be kind of in the can, as it progresses, there's a fast turnaround for production as campaign managers react to the news and events and focus groups and reacting to what the other side is saying and claiming. TV ad slots may be booked weeks or months in advance, and if you are the voice of the campaign, usually for both positive and negative ads for one particular candidate, you need to be available as soon as possible. Links in the show notes. I'm Peter Stewart. Back tomorrow, another episode of Get a Better Broadcast podcast and Voice Over Voice. From London, I'm... Who did I say? Did I say Peter Stewart? Peter Stewart.